Can everyone hear me all right? Good. Let's come to a comfortable seat. So you may want to fold up your blanket. So if it's here where it's folded in half like this, you may want to fold it one or even two more times, possibly. And go ahead and slip your hips right underneath the edge. That way your hips are a little bit higher. So like Pauline has, you can go ahead and fold it even one more time into quarters or eighths. You just want to get the hips higher. Just allow us for a little more space for the knees to open up. And if, you know, sitting with the legs bent is not comfortable, you can extend one leg or the other. Just want to get cozy and comfy wherever you are. No real big effort in your body where you are. Close your eyes, drop your hands on your knees. And from a seated position, just start to draw your attention inward to your body. And just start to notice your breath without changing it whatsoever. And let it rise and fall. And just start to notice how the air and deep from the body. And out. And begin to notice your body start to relax a little bit everywhere. Let's take a deep breath all the way down. Shoulders up on the ears. And roll back, drop down the other sides. Breathe in, shoulders up on the ears. And roll back, the other way. One more time, inhale up. And exhale, and just rest down the other sides. So draw your belly in and see if you can set up tall on your next breath. And drop your chin and chest, exhale. Stay here, let the crown and head come forward, let the shoulders draw back. Exhale, stay. Bring your chin back to parallel, breathe in. And breathe out. We're going to do that again. Just take a breath from top. Drop your chin to your chest. Stay here, let the crown and head forward, the shoulders back. Breathe out. So inhale, rise the chin back to parallel. Exhale, chin and chest, drop your shoulders back and head forward. And one more time, breathe in. And chin to your chest, we're just going to stay here, lengthening the back of the neck. Good, love it. Chin, roll all the way over the right, taking the right ear to the right shoulder. And just stay here, breathe out, drop your left shoulder down. Good, let's take another breath. Exhale, chin and chest. Roll to the left. So breathe in, stay here, let your right shoulder drop on the back. And then inhale. Exhale, drop your chin to your chest. Slowly roll to the right. Stay here, breathe out. Inhale. And chin to your chest. One more time, roll the shoulder all the way over the ear. Breathe out, stay. Let's take another inhale. And chin chest is getting nice and good. Bring your chin back together. Go in. Be gentle this time. And go tall on your in breath. Just bring yourself out of your exhale. Inhale, lengthen upward. Relax your shoulders on your twist. Let it all come from the center of the body. Take a breath in. Inhale to the other side. Stay there, you can have a little pressure. foot if you put it in touch by hand. Let's take one more breath. And go deep. I'm going to breathe in from the side body. You can give yourself a little added extra pressure here. Or add a little weight on your thigh. On your left ankle. Good. Nice. Okay, now go back to the right, not go to the shoulder, or maybe something a little tricky.
Thank you.
There you go.
Circle it around. One more time. Inhale, reach up.
not sure, try and go back and see which one fits a little better. Open ever so slightly.
You know, I think I always knew it was a bad idea, but yet I did it anyway. What is that? And that looks good.
See how Catherine has it on the side here? This is an option for you as well.
Good job, that's a great option. When you get more comfortable with your prompts, you start figuring out how to utilize them and all which is just really good. I'm going to stay here for a few seconds of breath, and I'm going to do some deep work in the hips today. And I'm going to relax and go back to the hips. So we gently come up, go to the other side. Take a breath in, take the arms overhead, and let's take the arms out to the sides. Let's take the arms out in front of you, and just round back about halfway. So if you feel like you need a little extra support, you can slide a block right between your legs. Inhale, come up. Exhale, arms out to the sides. Inhale, reach forward. Exhale, round back. Halfway, stay here for a breath. Squeeze your block if you want to place it right in between your legs. That's going to help support some inner thigh strength. Inhale, rise up. Exhale out to the side. Inhale, forward. Exhale, round. Stay here, breathe in. Breathe out, squeeze your block or your imaginary block. Inhale, rise up. Exhale out. Inhale, forward. So not working the shoulders here, letting them relax. Exhale. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale. Rise up, breathe in. Last time, arms out. Inhale, forward. Exhale, round. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, stay. Last time, rise up. Good, just grab your shin bones, let your forehead drop towards your knees. Good, slowly rise up. Take your arms out in front of you. We're just gonna roll down nice and easy onto our back for 8, 7, 6. Try to no crash land. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, full body stretch, arms overhead, lengthen through your fingers and your toes. Relax your shoulders right into the socket. Now, banana asana. I love that how they call it the banana. But let's just touch the right side of the body. We're actually going to make it the banana pose. Banana asana, they call it.
you're going to do this right behind your back. Stretch the whole right side of the body. Reach your fingers towards the left. Relax your right shoulder down into the socket and see if you can still keep stretching. Good, Benny. Right shoulder down. Right shoulder down. That's it. Take a breath. And let's go to the other side. Good. Stretch. Long left hip, left side body, with as much breath as you can muster. Good, one more inhale, and come back. And drop your arms down by your sides. Come to bridge pose, you're going to bend your knees. And lift your hips up off the ground. So your feet are stacked right underneath your knees. And when you get there, can you shimmy your right shoulder underneath you and your left shoulder underneath you? So the body's really close together, that's it. And then big Buddha belly rest. First level to the block, medium height to the block, or if your hips are really high up off the ground, and you're going to place it really right at this triangle bone, just above the tailbone, just below the top of the pelvis. Keep your toes and muscles up this way, or just a little more comfortable. Lift the hips up one more time. There you go. Just have to come over down a little bit. Above the tailbone, below the hips. Keep pressing that right knee out and open. Good. And you may be on a lower setting and feel like you could go a little higher now. Give that a try. It's funny that our body will immediately resist something if it feels a little challenge, and then you start to relax and then you can challenge it a little more. It's a good one, right? Carefully, don't let go of the legs yet. Keep them there. Drop your hips down on the ground. Okay, thread your right hand through your legs.
right through the target and draw your left knee into the chest. Let your head relax. Yeah. Recline, pitch in. And then flex the feet a little deeper. Relax your shoulders. Wide again, just like we did in our seated position, and windshield over the knees, from the right to the left. So feet wide, not feet together, feet wide. There you go. Okay, let's do the other side. So right, or so left ankle over right knee. Left ankle over right knee. That's it. Press down, lift your hips, and support your bridge. Support your bridge. Right underneath the sacrum. Take your block, slide it underneath you. So you can do this very low level, medium height. So you want to take it lengthwise across the sacrum. It's going to help create some stability in the hips. So start to evaluate where you are. If you're really comfortable and you're in this kind of baby block mode, you might want to go to mama block mode, papa block mode. You may be like Goldilocks here. Not too short, not too tall. Find it where it's just right. Bend your right knee into the chest. Take your left hand through your legs. Through your legs. So recline your pigeon pose. Let your head drop all the way down. Nice. Grab your tennis balls. Good. Plant your feet. We're going to start with a low back. So I want you to take them up and place them right here, just about in line with the kidneys, on either side of your low back. And then just come on down. Lie down on your tennis balls. You can bend your knees or you can lengthen the legs all the way down, head all the way down. Just got to play with where your body is, where it feels better. So we're getting into some myofascial release here. You guys feel that? So because we're all different, we all store things differently. There are times that we're going to get into some of these poses when you're going to be like, oh, I don't know if I feel anything. And then all of a sudden we're going to move an inch or two to the right or left or up or down. And you're going to be like, there it is. So you want to kind of be in a position where your body starts to talk back to you. So if you're here, balls right where they are, and you don't feel anything, just shift them either an inch or so down, half an inch down, maybe half an inch in and out, and try to find that space right in your body, in this whole QL space, where you find your trigger point. And it may be on one side of the body or the other. Jim, did you find it? Yeah. So just breathe there, okay? And try to relax for a minute. So bend the knees or straight legs, it's up to you. One more breath in, and breathe out. Bend your knees wherever you are. I'm gonna slide the balls this time. Everybody can see me a little bit. Just right at the tops of the pelvis. So you don't want it on the bone, you want it right just above where the muscle attaches there, and then a little bit out towards the side. So kind of like loving it on territory a little bit, okay? Right where you feel those side bodies start to come in and then press down and then move around in that space. So it's kind of in this divot here, this divot. Small, right above the hip bone. And start to investigate till you can find that trigger point in yourself. And you could be a little in, a little out. Just take a few deep cycles of breath there. So, so good. And let's take a deep breath in there and a deep breath out. Lift your hips once again. And we're going to move the balls this time down. Down, like right on either side of the sacrum. Right into like kind of the sacral iliac joints. So here's the tailbone, here's your triangle bone, your sacrum, here's your pelvis. You want to find that space on either side of your triangle bone and sacral iliac joints. For a lot of guys, this may be where you find some sciatic issues, things like that. Place it there. And then move around a little bit, or maybe a little half a millimeter up or down, or to the right or to the left. Find that space. I find I like to bend my knees here, but that's a personal preference, whatever that is. And can you just stay? Our last action with the tennis balls, taking the move over right to the center of the butt cheeks. And then you're going to move around a little bit and find that spot. So we're kind of getting right down into the piriformis at the top of the hamstrings now. Yeah? So you guys should get to a point where you're like, oh, there it is. You guys, yeah? When you feel the body start to talk back to you, and there's that space, then that's where you should stay. It feels good to bring the knees together here. Sorry, pulling the feet down, knees together. yourself at home. You know, it's like your own self-care.
Put the gym in these feet apart. Feet wider. There you go.
Go there, or you can just release them out from underneath you, and invite you to slide the bolster underneath your knees. It's okay, you can gather them up. Any one of those, what do they call them, little tennis ball catchers, like a little ball collector. Together, let's take a slow breath in. Slow breath out. Nod your head from side to side. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently draw the knees into the chest and give yourself a hug and squeeze. And move around a little bit on the low back. Massage it. Gently curl onto your right side.
and then there's space in between. You can even use your right arm as a pillow. Let your knees drop all the way down to the ground. And just let yourself drop into the fetal position. So life is busy. We are constantly inundated with information. Demands. It's really our responsibility to interrupt that cycle and take care of ourselves. All we need to do is get off the parent ground. Step off for a moment, breathe, be, take care of yourself. And then you enter back in more wisely. Gently make your way to a comfortable seat. Eyes closed, hands in your heart. Let's close this practice with one deep, nourishing inhale. We'll inhale together. Tomorrow night, and if anyone is interested, we're going to be focusing a little bit on the opposite, taking the balls to